Hey there, South by Southwest. How is everybody doing today? We doing good? We awake? This is the tough day. This is where people get a little slow. You're also going to have to trade in your glasses for chunkier ones and skin your jeans because the music people are arriving. So you're going to have to do that soon. But before you do that, we're going to talk business. Business before music, my friends. Content is currency. Content for web and mobile. We have John Wibben with us, and he's going to help us come to find how we can dominate a market with compelling content that connects with people. John is CEO of Content Launch, a web content development strategy and marketing firm. They provide content for hundreds of companies, digital agencies, web designers, and brands around the world. And I'm expecting, I would assume that a lot of you here are from some of those places. He's also author of Content Rich, Writing Your Way to Wealth on the Web. A big South by Southwest Ogilvy Day Stage round of applause for John. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, everybody, and thanks for being here. One thing I noticed this morning when I walked in is there was a very quiet kind of calm going on. And contrary to yesterday, which was hustle bustle, I'm like, wait a second, where's everybody? And then I realized that quite a few people were in the Gary Vaynerchuk session, which is not unusual. So let's talk about content. And let me guess, you guys have heard the word content a few times in the past few days? This content stuff is starting to get traction, right? Well, back in 2003, when I started my company, that was kind of not happening. Content has really come into its own, and content marketing is really now a discipline unto itself, whereas, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, it really wasn't. And we have, you know, people like Joe Paluzzi and Jay Baer and Mike Stelzner and all these guys that kind of came before us, before me anyway, and really started getting out there and being missionaries of content, really spreading the gospel of content, if you will. And, you know, a lot of this seems basic and fundamental. Yeah, I get it. I need content for my pages. I need content for my blog and for my, you know, social media profiles. But it's surprising how many companies still aren't there or still don't get it. All of us understand this stuff. I think most of us can appreciate content marketing, why it's important. But the companies out there, I'd say probably a good 60 or 70% of my clients don't get it. They need to be educated. There's a knowledge gap there, especially in B2B. And part of what I need to do is really educate them before we start helping them. And that's okay. That's to be expected because there's two really key things that have happened in the last 15 years, I'd say, maybe 10 years. Number one is consumers have changed, right? We can all agree that consumers have changed the landscape. We all have more power than we ever had before. We have the ability to give reviews. We have Yelp. We have Amazon reviews. There's all types of places where we can give our opinion, provide our testimonial on the businesses that we choose to do business with. And that's different. That's very different than it was in the mid-90s, right? So consumers have more power, and they're demanding more of the companies they do business with. They don't want to know about your products and services. They want to build a relationship with you. They want to find out more about you. And it's our job to give them free content, advice, tips, strategies, how-to videos, all types of content that we can do in order to build that relationship and really break down the wall between company and customer. Again, sounds fundamental, but again, a lot of companies still aren't there yet. The second issue is that really there is a fundamental shift in how people perceive content. And you know, all of us in this room understand that content's important. But, you know, what I found, especially with my designer clients, my SEO clients, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, content was always the last priority, wasn't it? It was always the last thing. They build the site, and then they say, oh, we need some content to fill up the pages, right? Well, it shouldn't be the last thing, right? It should be probably the first thing or one of the first things. And now it has. You know, a lot of the companies are getting it. They are understanding that this is a priority, and we got to start with the content, start with the content strategy, and then build from there. So let's get right into the presentation. I have limited time, obviously, and guess what? I've got lots of content, believe it or not. So it's kind of jam-packed here. I'll make this slide deck available to everyone afterwards, so if we don't get to all of it, no problem. So what is content marketing? It's really a way to provide quality content, super high-quality content that attracts, acquires, engages our customers. And I think the key word there is engage. Really connect with them. And keep connecting with them. Not the first time, but the second, third, fourth, and fifth time. Again, it's a relationship, right, that we're building with people. And we want to make sure that we're doing it the right way. Because let's face it, we have competitors out there who are trying to do the same thing. And so we have to do it better. We have to create better content than our competitors are. Some of the key points, obviously you want to create, develop yourself as a valued resource to your customers. Again, not selling products and services, but becoming a valued and trusted resource for them. So they can keep coming back to you because you are the expert in your industry. And clearly you want to create content where you, generate a customer for life or for a long period of time. Not about that one sale or that two sales and then you're done. It's about creating that relationship and always churning out great content for them, both free and paid content, right? So that you can create that relationship for the long term. And what types of content? We're talking about all the types of content out there. I mean, you name it. Blog posts, widgets, digital magazines, newsletters, white papers, ebooks. There's so many things that we can do with content. The question is, how do we prioritize? What are the top three things we need to focus on? What are the next three? And the other thing you want to think about is, how can I leverage the content? You create it once and then you use it many times, potentially. Slicing and dicing. You create that one blog post, you create another one. Pretty soon you got 100 blog posts. Maybe you create an ebook with those 100 blog posts a year later kind of thing. Really great idea. So we've got all this content and maybe we haven't done a whole lot with our sites and our blogs and our different content silos. So how do you analyze it? What's a quick and dirty way to to look at this stuff? Well, number one, you got to take inventory. What do I have? What should I keep and what should I throw away? Because some of the stuff we produced, we may look at our slick marketing brochures and our flyers and realize, okay, this isn't really going to connect. Because again, I'm selling my products and services. It's all about sell, sell, sell. And we know that content marketing is not about sell, 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 right? It's about relationship, relationship, relationship. So take inventory of that content, review the quality of that content. Again, bringing in everyone in your organization, maybe getting into a conference room and looking at everything and voting on stuff. Analyze it for SEO. Let's face it, SEO is still important. It will remain important. Are you tagging those videos for search? Are you using the keywords in the right places? We can't forget about SEO, right? And social marketing potential. Is all your content shareable and linkable? That's a biggie for a lot of companies. I'm working with a Fortune 100 company right now, and they're, $5, $6 billion company, maybe bigger than that, and hardly any of their content on their site is shareable. And I was in the meeting with them last week, and they all looked at me like, oh, yeah, I need to be able to share this content. So that's what we're talking about, right? There's still a wall we need to break through when it comes to content and content marketing, because a lot of folks still aren't getting this. Again, in the B2B space especially, I think. So what's the goal? I mean, this is a really important sentence right here. Your content should be compelling to readers, visible to search engines, linkable to partners, shareable through social media, and transferable to mobile devices. That's a lot that we're expecting that content to do, right? But it's really important that we touch all those areas. And the last part is really important, transferable to mobile devices. That's really where we're at right now. If you're forward-thinking and you've been on this stuff for the last 6, 7, 8 years, you know that 2012 is the mobile year. We've heard that again and again, and it is. Do you have your mobile-friendly website set up? Is that ready to go? Are you doing some mobile ads? Are you looking at maybe a mobile app? There's all kinds of things we can do in the mobile space, but it all starts with that mobile-friendly website, and that's key. Again, of all the companies out there that I'm doing business with, maybe 20% have one or have looked at that. So a huge opportunity. And what are the current trends? Again, a lot of the stuff we know, but it's important to highlight it. Social media marketing is getting huge in the B2B space. Everyone's finally getting it for the first time, maybe. They've been kicking, screaming, saying, I don't want to do this. Where's the ROI? Again, it's not about ROI. It's about relationship building. Mobile marketing becoming the real deal. Content marketing is expanding into new venues, smartphones, right? Online retail continues to take market share away. Amazon, every year, they're breaking records. And I don't know what it was last year, but I got to think it was up 20-30%. I mean, it's big increases, right? Integrated marketing is coming to age. Mobile with TV or radio with mobile, right? There's all kinds of things you can do to kind of combine the content that you're doing. Location-based services are clearly growing in the local market. Target market segmentation, you can really find your audience. With the Facebook ads, the changes they made a couple weeks ago, you can really hone down and find that target market, right? And then clearly quality content is absolutely essential. And if we learned anything from Panda Update last year, it was that, right? That, okay, I gotta really think about quality and how do I connect. And, you know, when we talk about content, there really is a life cycle. Again, this is evergreen. It's always stuff you gotta be focused on. It never goes away. It's like your website. You're continually updating your website, making changes, looking at your competitors' websites, seeing what they're doing. Same thing with content. Are you out there looking at your competitors and what they're doing on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis and seeing where you can fit in, where you can compete, where you can find that little niche, that little hole? You may look at your competitors and see that they're not doing any ebooks or white papers, not connecting with any lead generation content on their sites, and maybe that's an opportunity for you. So clearly it starts with content strategy, planning the stuff. Again, we're all publishers now, and we got to create an editorial schedule. When am I going to publish this stuff, and how am I going to publish it? Second is the content creation. That's the hard stuff, right? If you're creating from scratch, especially, that can be a little difficult, but that's clearly the most important of the four. Third, content marketing distribution. How are you going to get this stuff out? Like my client from 2 weeks ago when I met with them, they didn't have any shareable content on their site, and that they were missing a distribution channel there. So ask yourself, am I getting the most bang for my buck with the content? Am I really getting it out there? Is it shareable across everything, across all the content silos? And fourth is managing the content and curating the content. You know, what are you doing day to day, week to week to manage this stuff and interface with your users and your subscribers? When people, make comments on your blog, are you getting back to them, within 20 minutes, half hour? So it's like real-time communication. On Twitter, when your users and customers interface with you there, are you getting back to them quickly? In my book, I talk about the content marketing machine. And what is the content marketing machine? Well, it's really focusing on the three pillars of content. Number one is content itself. Second is the design, how it looks, how it's wrapped up. And then third is usability, how can people get around, how they navigate. It's really those three that come together with every piece of content that you do. And then there really are three considerations after that, which is what are the types of content you're going to produce? How do you prioritize? What is that first, second, and third type of content I'm going to focus on? How do you put the content in front of your customers? How do they get a hold of it? In other words, on your website, for example, do you have that call to action in the top right corner on every page? Download our new ebook, right corner, every page, right? That's a great spot for it. And then last, how are you supporting the content? We'll talk about how you support the content, what that means. And then there are really three channels. There's the content that makes up your website, your blog. That's primary content. Second is the lead generation content. Again, it's the ebooks, the white papers, those types of things. The webinars for B2B especially. And then there's the off-site content. Those are the tweets. Those are the slide decks on SlideShare. That's the YouTube channel, right? That's all the off-site stuff. So there's a lot on the slide, a lot of content here. But again, it's really focusing on the three pillars, the considerations for that content, and then the three channels, and doing it all the time, every day, focusing on this stuff. So how do you support the content? I talk about supporting the content. What does that mean? Number one is leveraging client testimonials and positive reviews. This is a huge miss for a lot of companies. I'm in client meetings, and they go, oh, yeah, that's right. We need to find out what clients think. And we need to put those testimonials on our brochures and on our site and wherever we can. And it's surprising how many clients and customers will say, yeah, I'll do a review for you. All you got to do is email your top 30, 40 customers, and half of them are probably going to say, yeah, I'll do a review. I'll do a testimonial for you. So use those, right? That's the third-party validation that's so important. Second, use all the great rules of SEO to guarantee top placement. Again, let's not forget about SEO. And what are those tricks and tips and strategies? What are the latest SEO tools out there that we can use? And then supporting the content by enticing prospects with a free offer. What are you giving away for free? Free trial software maybe for a week or a few days, the free ebook, whatever it is, do you have a free offer? Free offer is really important. Again, are you offering that everywhere? Are you putting it on your Facebook page? Are you putting it on your site? Because remember, our prospects, our customers interface with us in different ways. Some people just come to your blog and that's it. Other customers are passionate and they follow you everywhere. And they're interfacing with you everywhere. So we got to be everywhere they are, and that's a really key distinction. Fourth is guaranteeing your products and services. Are you really standing behind your services and your products? Monitoring the competition, that's a big miss too for a lot of companies. Again, you don't want to be focused on it and mired in it. You want to just make sure you're aware of what they're doing. Again, surprising how many of my clients are not really looking at the competition. They don't know what their competitors are doing on Facebook, for example. So that's a clear strategy that you can use to support the content. Six, actively pitching the media. That's huge. Let the media come to you as well as pitching them. And if you're out there, if you're the thought leader, you have the blog, whether you got 100,000 subscribers, they are going to come to you, right? You're going to create that thought leadership in your space that you need. And when you interface with the media, you build those relationships with the media, that can be some nice free advertising for you, some free marketing. Again, using the media and using your customers to do the marketing for you. And when you have all these followers and customers following you everywhere, guess what? If they like your brand, they're passionate about your brand, they're going to do a lot of the marketing for you. And that's really a great place to be. Apple, Starbucks, Google, all the great brands out there, passionate customers, right? We're passionate, and we will do anything for the company, just about anything. Seven is building partnerships with others in your industry. Are you really connecting with those potential partners out there from a content perspective? In other words, sharing those ebooks and those white papers with them and letting them distribute them to their customers as well. I think that's clearly important. There's a great book came out maybe 15, 20 years ago by Robert Cialdini, Influence, the Psychology of Persuasion. I know there's a lot of words on this slide. You can probably tell I'm a word guy, I like a lot of text, right? But he had a chapter in there in that book where he talked about these six key points. And I think it was really cool because I think using these six points, you can really ensure the impact of your content. In other words, really separating yourself from all the noise out there, all the offers that are out there. So he talks about reciprocity, number one, providing valuable, exclusive content. Subscribers will pay you back. They'll feel like they want to pay you back. If you're giving people a lot of stuff for free and it's substantive, somewhere along the line they're going to say, you know what? These guys are great. They've given me all this free content, this free advice. I gotta be a customer of theirs. And I'm going to keep being a customer of theirs because I just love what they're doing for me. Second, commitment and consistency. You get commitment when they opt in, but then you got to be consistent, right? We're in the publishing business now. We got to keep publishing and being consistent with that content. It's a lot of work, but it's work that's going to pay off. It's a long-term investment, this content stuff. Third, consensus. People trust the opinions of friends and family, right? I mean, Facebook, hello. We trust the opinions of family and friends over the companies we do business with. So how can you think about that with your content? Again, getting your customers out there to share with their friends and family, share with other people they know. That's going to be huge. Fourth, affinity. If they like your company, they're going to buy from your company, right? I love Apple. I'm always going to buy Apple products. I have an affinity for Apple. I have an affinity for Starbucks, right? Starbucks. I have an affinity. I keep going back there. Talking about Starbucks real quick, they have fantastic content too. They've got a website called My Starbucks where they have user-generated content. You can go on there and join the community and provide opinions, and they survey their customers. Again, they're really breaking down that wall between company and customer, which is critical. Fifth, authority. As an expert, you're a known authority, so leverage that, right? Leverage that thought leadership. Really get out there. And you'll find that when you do that, people are going to come to you. Those businesses are going to come to you. Last, scarcity. People don't want to miss out. Right? People do not want to miss out. So if you make it a limited time offer, you don't want to be cheesy about it, right? But if you make it limited, only the first 3,000 people get this kind of thing or something like that. How do you build that into the content? I think that's a really good idea. In the book, I also talk about content modules. And really, when you modulize the content, you're achieving the needs of every type of user that come to your site, come to your blog. So there really are six key modules. Number one is the information module, which is the main copy on your homepage, for example. Who are you? What do you do? And how many times have we been to a website, a homepage of a website, and we read it and we don't know what the heck they do? It's like they're like talking in Greek. Again, tell me what you do. I've got 3 seconds, let me know so I can find out if I want to stay on this website or not. Second, lead generation. Have your lead generation module on your site, your ebooks, your white papers, your free trial offer, your webinar offer. Got to have that. Third is the news module. Do you have like maybe a scrolling news section on your homepage for those people that really want to know what the latest is, what's going on? Fourth is the opinion module, a preview of your blog maybe on the homepage. That can be really cool. Then they click right over your blog, they subscribe to your blog, and boom, you've got them, right? They're in. They're invested. Next is the impulse buy module. Do you have maybe a graphic banner on your homepage that's offering that latest product or service? What are you offering? Again, really capitalizing on that impulse buy. I think that's been a trend over the last 10 years, right? I mean, people really want it, and they want it now. So give them what they want, right? Give them that impulse buy, right? And make it easy. Last is the human interaction module. You see this with the live help assistant feature that a lot of companies use now, where you can like ask a question or get assistance right away. That's been an upward trend in the last few years, too. So it's really satisfying all these modules, having all these modules on your site and other places to really capitalize on what people want to do. And by looking at all these modules, you're covering all your bases. You are taking care of every need, every potential need that any customer would have or any prospect would have when they come to your site. This is a really cool idea, too. I mean, people say, well, I know I got to be a publisher, but where am I going to get the ideas, you know? Well, there's a lot of content hooks you can use. The resource hook, you know, provides something important. There's the news hook, tying into what's relevant. The contrary hook, go against the grain. Say something controversial. You got to be careful with that one, as well as the attack hook. Be careful with that. Do your research. But, you know, you can really... You know, get some generate some steam with that if you're right and you can support your position. The humor hook, you know, making people laugh somehow. You know, the funny videos on YouTube, you see that a lot. It can be very effective. The whole Blend Tech series, right, a few years ago. I think they're still doing it, actually. Amazingly successful, right? So what can you do there, maybe? And then finally, contests, interviews, how-to videos, reviews, all types of things you can do there to really break down that wall, again, between the company and the customer. I realize we're almost out of time here, so I'm going to cut to the chase here. Again, I'll make this deck available to everyone. I want to stop right here. These are really the takeaways when we talk about content marketing. Number one, make your content relevant. Relevancy is always going to be important. It's more important now than ever. And you know, study your customers. Study the data. Who are these people? Do you interface with them? Do you survey them? Do you talk to them on a regular basis? Make that content relevant. You can do that when you know your customers. When you know who these people are, you can really tie into that relevancy point. Second, optimize and shareable. Again, I keep beating this drum, but it's super important. Optimize and shareable, optimize and shareable. Every content you create, ask yourself, is it optimized and shareable? And that's gonna get you a lot of new fans, followers, and customers if you do. Third is leverageable. Again, creating that one blog post and then using it in different ways. You know, use that in your newsletter. Potentially use it in an email. There's all kinds of things you can do with one content piece, right? And last is profitable. At the end of the day, we do want to make some money with this stuff, and we want to be successful. And if you do all this content marketing stuff the right way, we're going to have customers, you know, line out the door kind of thing, right? Because people are beating down the door to interact with companies like this that really value their customers. Because that's really the end story, is that if you're able to do this content stuff and do it right, you're going to create a customer for life, and they're going to want to do business with you. They're going to like doing business with you. So with that, I think we got a couple minutes for questions? Two, okay. I figured it was two. So let's take some questions. Yeah. Keeping track. Tell me a little bit more about what you... You know, that's a really good question. There's a lot of different ways you can do that. I think everyone's got their own system. You know, for me, I keep a lot of my content, you know, on my desktop, so I can have easy access to it. Everyone's got their own system, and there are tools out there. But for me, you know, I want to have quick access to whatever it is. So I literally keep, 15 or 20 pieces of my best content on my desktop, ready to go. And I'm sure there are apps out there. I don't know of any, but I can get back to you with that. But again, making it quick to access. And remember, there's two types of content. There's really your evergreen content, your pillar content, all the really good stuff, the top 10 or 15 items. And then there's all the rest of the stuff. So, make sure you know the difference between those two and find out what's popular. Do a survey with your users and your customers and find out what they like. And if you can do that, then you can prioritize and make sure you have the best stuff ready to go. Good question. Other questions? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, clearly, you mentioned the voice of the customer. I think voice is huge. And I think a lot of companies aren't really sure what their voice is. They're still kind of figuring that out. And again, looking at your competitors and seeing what their voices are, talking to your customers, interfacing and surveying them to find out what they think you are, who you are. Again, trying to stand out from the crowd, because one thing we see is that there's so much corporate kind of content out there, in the corporate speak, which is still a big problem for a lot of companies, especially in the B2B space. So yeah, how can you find that voice? I think a good way of doing it too is to bring in all the stakeholders in your company and brainstorm. Hey, who are we? What is our voice? And how can we infuse our voice in the content? It's really important. I didn't talk about that. But really talking from that voice and what is the brand and how can we talk about the brand in a way that resonates, clearly, I think, is important. I think it's one of the first steps, too, in the process. One more question. Any questions? Yeah. Yeah, I'll make it available to everyone. Yep, you'll find it at contentiscurrency.com tomorrow. That's the book website, contentiscurrency.com. I'll make it available for everyone there. And thanks, everyone, for being here. Appreciate it. I'll be doing a signing out there in about 5 minutes.